I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it. The Bird Show.
All right, Katie, you got some money, but you don't know where it came from.
Not at all. And I need you all's advice on if my moral meter is a little off.
Yeah, girl, you don't have to say anything. Yeah, it is. I love you, but it is.
It's been off for some time now. We was waiting for the right time to tell you.
The minute you took those fries off that woman's plate,
it was all downhill from there.
That was a done deal. Yep.
Katie's like, I didn't mean in life. I meant in this one instance.
Right. This one situation that I'm about to tell you.
Oh, we take it back.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
That you haven't heard yet. So we've seen the stories, right, where people have accidentally had money, like, deposited into their bank accounts from banks.
Yep.
And it's been, like, large sums that they have to return, or, like, the money trucks opening in the back and the money going all over the highway and people trying to collect the money, right? We know in those situations you're supposed to get the money back, right? Because that's not your money.
Or maybe the universe was just blessing you in your bank account.
Look at God.
What are you doing?
That's how I see it.
Right?
God's like, it ain't me.
I feel like in those situations you give money back. If you find like a random 20 on the street and no one else is around, that's something you would probably keep, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in this situation, I received a random Cash App. Not a request, but money was being given to me. And in the description, it said, for lunch. And so I'm looking, I'm like, okay, I don't recognize the Cash App name. So then I try to go through like phone numbers that I have, because you can do like a reverse search and see if you have your contacts match a Cash App name. I try to search through that and I'm like, no, that doesn't make sense. Like, and who would randomly be sending me lunch money? And it's not like $20 for lunch. It's like a couple hundred.
What?
Ooh. Wow. What kind of lunch do you think you eat?
Right?
So it's, I was going to say maybe like two people went out to lunch. One person picked up the bill and that person's like, hey, here's my portion of lunch. But if it's a couple hundred, they must have been organized something for somebody and they were splitting it.
Probably.
It could be a scam.
Mm.
And this is what I'm thinking, right?
Oh.
Because when I try to go back and go through all the numbers and stuff and look this name up, I even try to look up the name based off like social media, see that name matches like an Instagram account or something like that. I couldn't figure out who the person was. And I know that if someone sends me money on Cash App, it actually has my picture. So you know who you should know who you're sending it to. And my name is not common the way it's spelled. So then I was like, maybe it is a scam. Because Cash App scams, they're like common, where someone will send you money and then they'll request it back. And then I don't know how it goes down the wormhole, but I just know you're not supposed to send anything back.
Oh, so if you send it back, then all of a sudden they have access to your bank information?
No, what happens is they'll send you like, it's usually a big payment. And so you're like, sweet, and you cash it out or whatever, or it's sitting there and they'll be like, can you send it back? And you send it back and it pulls from your payment at the same time, like they cancel the transaction send. So nothing comes from them. So you're sending like $2,000 back to them out of your account and you don't have anything.
So I looked that up and I was like, well, you know what, Katie, you can't send the money back, right? So I decided to leave it sitting there for a couple of days to see if anyone texted me like, hey, did you get my lunch Cash App? Did you get my lunch Cash App? No one did. So I transferred it to my bank account. And I kept it. But now I don't know if that was the right thing to do.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
I feel like you should send it back.
now that you've already, now that you have it, so now that you have it in your possession, you can send it back.
And that's a lot. If it were $20, I might be like, happy birthday lunch to me, but $200 or whatever.
Okay.
That's sizable.
How much is it?
Three.
$300? Three of them things?
Yeah. Oh.
What if this is good karma? Because wasn't it like a couple months back, somebody stole your credit card or your debit card at some point and used it for gas money?
Oh, yeah.
And you just let them take it? Mm-hmm. What if this is the universe's way of saying, shout out to you for not calling that a fraudulent charge, knowing someone might be in need, and you're getting it like three times over? What if it's really just the universe blessing you?
You know what? I like that.
That's great perspective, Abby.
Right there. 300. That is not right. Do not listen to her.
You need to message, listen, message the Cash App person and be like, did you accidentally send me did you mean to send this $300 to somebody else? Okay. And then if they don't respond, keep it. If they do, send it back.
Okay, so give him a chance to respond.
Well, I thought you did that part already.
She
no,
did.
You didn't even send him.
I waited for them to message me. I'm like, clearly, if you realize you sent the money to the wrong person, after a couple of days, you would message someone and say, hey.
No, how many times have you sent money to somebody and you never thought about it twice? They don't tell you whether or not they got it, and you just assume that the app did what it was supposed to do. I mean, your buddy, how many years did you go sending money to your friend to pay him for gigs?
It was
and
a
he
while.
Had no idea how much money was in his Venmo?
I think it was like over a year.
Right?
And it was like over $1,000, yeah.
So you need to reach out. That would be the polite thing to do.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay. All right, now before we leave, we have got to find out. Intern Messiah, you came to us last week. You had a couple of friends. You picked up the tab for everybody's dinner, right?
Yes.
And you had some friends who owed you some money, and they hadn't paid you, so you were going to send a Venmo request to get that cash because you're a college student.
Yes.
And you're poor.
Yes.
And that's impolite of them to do that.
Burn.
All college students are poor. What are you talking about?
Sounds like he's getting paid pretty well. He's picking up the tab for 11 people. I was not doing that in college.
That's a fact.
A little sign, but yes. So out of the three that owed me money, two sent it back.
They did.
And replied and said, I'm sorry, I missed it. Like, I guess it was a mistake. I don't think it was, but...
Yeah.
And then the other person said they would pay it in cash. I haven't seen them yet, so we're waiting on the cash.
But see, everybody handled it gracefully.
Did, and I totally forgot that you can request on Venmo and Cash App, so thank you.
Yes.
There you go. All right, that's
there
good.
There you go.
We love getting paid.
Well done.
Appreciate
that,
it.
Do.
Get your money.
It's The Burt Show.
Get it. The Burt Show.